Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Sustainable feed ingredients and feed efficiency is an area that can have a big impact on a farm's carbon footprint and can actually lower feed costs. This is achieved by not only the makeup of the ration, but the whole farm and cow management. I'm Emily Collins, AHDB Dairy Knowledge Exchange Manager, and I've been joined by Andrew Gilman of Statfold Farm and nutrition consultant David Levick from Kite. We'd just finished up a strategic farm meeting where we had heard how Andrew has improved his feed efficiency through feeding management, the ration and genetic improvement. And these were our key takeaways. I'm here with Andrew Gilman and David Levick, and we've just finished our meeting on the 30th of March covering feed efficiency. So we thought we would do a kind of quick summary of what we've covered today for anyone that couldn't make it around the country and what you could be thinking about when you're looking at efficiency and feed efficiency. So I will start with asking David, what does efficiency mean to you? We asked the audience that were here and got lots of ideas, and give us a little bit of a summary of what they said.
Well, it's a lot more than just feed efficiency. I think some of the answers that came out were absolutely spot on. It's about looking at the whole farm, not just one part of it. So ultimately, profitability gives you an idea of efficiency, but it's not just profit either. So every part of the farm needs to be working well. And if it is working well, we don't just have high-performing cows that are healthy. We also have motivated staff that want to stay on that farm. We have a resilient business that can cope with ups and downs in milk prices as well. But it's looking at every component, not just the feed side. And we've got some great examples on this farm where there's a new shed with lots of thought and ideas that actually help in the production of milk and really drive that efficiency by getting those components of that shed right. And I think also the fact that there's no skylights in the shed, so cows don't get heat stressed in the summer, and all the lighting is controlled as well. So we're really building on those things that are going to make the cow happier and more comfortable.
Thank you for that. So another area that we looked at, we went to the silage clamp and we spoke about how you're using multi-cut. So Andrew, do you want to give us a couple of reasons why you went down that route and what difference you think it makes to your feed efficiency and whole farm feed efficiency?
I decided to go down the multi-cut route because I wanted a more consistent quality of the grass silage that is produced on the farm. Multi-cutting has helped us to do that. We see a similar analysis from every cut of silage that we make, as opposed to before when we just did two cuts, we'd have first cut, really good quality, and a significantly poorer quality second cut, which would then have implications on cow yields when it came to feeding it.
Thank you. And David, what do you think it makes a difference with protein efficiency and kind of homegrown protein?
Yeah, well, it's a no-brainer, really. When you look at the overall efficiency of those fields that are producing the grass, we're getting between 35 and 45% more energy and more protein than we are from a conventional three-cut system. So we're growing our own energy and protein. That allows us to cut back, in Andy's case, by about 3 kilos of concentrate per day in the cow's ration. So that's a massive saving, but it's also allowing us to really focus on that protein efficiency, getting the diet protein down to 16%. And the work at Wageningen University shows very, very clearly that that is the best efficient way of producing milk. We've got more work that we're doing on that at the moment as well to see if we can push it in slightly different directions. But we've stabilised at this over the last few years and it's working really, really well here.
Okay, thank you. And we also spoke about how Andy's removed soya and more recently removed palm. So what have you replaced that with and how's that working?
The soya has been replaced with just ordinary rapeseed meal. And we did that about 8 years ago and we haven't looked back. It certainly hasn't got in the way of performance and production. And There's no special treatment to that rape. It's just ordinary straight rapeseed meal. We've also taken out palm fat. We've taken out C16, which we've had in for quite a long time because it gave a very good return on the investment of the product. But increasingly, we're getting feedback from processors saying they don't like it because it creates a problem with plant cleaning in their processing facilities. And also, it's coming from the other end of the planet. You know, it carries a higher carbon footprint. It's coming from the other end of the planet. And quite a lot of it remains undigested as well. So we're utilising it, and it's been good for us. But now we're at the stage where we can just take that out, and we're replacing it with a methionine analogue, which sounds very grand, but actually what it's doing is it's just controlling the digestive system and the pathways that it normally goes down. And it stops milk fat depression. So our first response is we get more milk fat, and we found that replacing the C16 with this actually increases our fat levels for about a third of the cost. And as a side reaction, we also get higher milk protein as well. And protein is what we're paid for most in the milk contract.
Thank you. And then finally, we finished the meeting looking at how, Andy, you've been selecting for feed efficiency within your cows. Well, for breeding your replacements. So when did you start doing that, and how have you been using now genomics to help you do that?
We've been using genomic testing now for a number of years. What attracted me in the beginning was it took breeding decisions away from the subjective and gave you an actual scientific, reliable measurement on the quality of your next generation of heifers. But over the past 3 years, there's become a bigger focus on feed efficiency to try and produce a more efficient animal which will be able to produce increased levels of milk for a less amount of feed.
I think, David, you've been able to look at some data and really see the progression over the last few years. And can you describe in some more detail where that's come from?
So what we're seeing with Andy's genomic data, it's allowing Andy to make these specific choices from real data that we've got, rather than predicted PTAs. We've got actual real data from the genetic analysis. And you can see in Andy's actual data, the change, it's marked, the change from the point when he started on this concept of genomic testing. The results are coming through very, very clearly in every single aspect of what he's breeding for. We're seeing big improvements. And when you look at the overall rate of gain in Andy's herd compared to the national herd, he's gaining at 50% faster than the national herd. And the national herd's doing well, but Andy's doing 50% better than that.
Really fantastic. Well, thank you both. It's been a really informative day, and thanks for listening.
If you're interested in learning more about this topic, visit our website to look at AHDB-funded research on low-protein diets and the Forage First Guide. And on genetics, the AHDB herd genetic tool can be used to see the genetic potential of your herd, and you can also look at using the Feed Advantage genetic index to help breed for good feed conversion. As always, if you would like to be in touch personally, please contact your local knowledge exchange manager. I'm Emily Collins, and thank you for listening.
We're currently recruiting for our next cohort of strategic dairy farms across Britain. If you're a dairy farmer looking to take your farm business to the next level, this could be the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for farmers who are open-minded, willing to be challenged, and are happy to go on the journey with others who can learn from their experience. Find out more by visiting ahdb.org.uk/farm-excellence/dairy or by emailing me at doreen.anderson@ahdb.org.uk. Applications will close on the 31st of July 2023. Look forward to hearing from you.